Roosevelt Farm Lane Trail, Salamander Crossing.
In times of heavy rain, you may find the trails becoming a little muddy. While other construction plans might have called for elevating the road, this one was intentionally built low enough to benefit wildlife. The low, flat road surface makes it easier for salamanders to migrate from their usual underground habitat to breeding pools. The salamander migration is an eagerly anticipated event for National Park Service Natural Resource Manager Dave Hayes.
If you come out here the first rainy night of March, you might get a chance to witness the salamander migration. This is the time when salamanders that normally spend their whole lives underground, like the Jefferson salamander or the spotted salamander, they will emerge from their underground lairs and they will migrate to vernal ponds, small temporary ponds, to lay their eggs. And they may be there by the hundreds or possibly even the thousands.
In places where the trail crosses over wetlands, you'll find culverts. These are the covered channels that carry water under the road. The salamanders travel through them, using them to bypass the road and connect with other wetland areas. Here in this suburbanized area, you'll find a surprising variety of wildlife. Dave Hayes mentions one noteworthy sighting.
Recently, the most uncommon thing we've seen on this property is the fisher, which is a very large member of the weasel family and has only recently repopulated the Hyde Park area. Fishers are very hard to see, but they are very impressive predators and carnivores. They have a very impressive set of teeth, really long claws. They're about the size of a small dog. They're no danger to people, though. They're very, very seldom seen. So they're out there, and you know they're there, but they're really hard to see. The property that you're walking through today is very lucky in that it has been essentially undisturbed, with the exception of some logging activity over the decades. But because it's not been developed in any way, the wetlands that are here and the forests are in remarkably good condition, considering the fact that it's surrounded by a rapidly developing suburban and urban area.